O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Acts 10, verses 34 through 38. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to All of Your Ways Are Peace by The Porter's Gate. A simple piano introduction sets a lullaby-like tone. A single voice enters with a rocking rhythm and is soon joined by other voices. This chorus of comfort shares reminders of who God is and who we ought to be in light of that.
Acts chapter 10, verses 34 through 38. Peter began to speak. "Now I truly understand that God doesn't show favoritism, but in every nation the person who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. He sent the message to the Israelites, proclaiming the good news of peace through Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. You know the events that took place throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, and how he went about doing good and healing all who were under the tyranny of the devil, because God was with him." A while back, GQ magazine put out a list of what it had determined to be the funniest jokes of all time. Number 44 on that list was a joke written by the comedian Emo Phillips, and it was on the topic of divisions in the church. It went something like this. "Once I saw this guy on a bridge about to jump. I said, 'Don't do it.' He said, 'Nobody loves me.' I said, 'God loves you. Do you believe in God?' He said, 'Yes.' I said, 'Are you a Christian or a Jew?' He said, 'A Christian.' I said, 'Me too. Protestant or Catholic?' He said, 'Protestant.' I said, 'Me too. What denomination?' He said, 'Baptist.' I said, 'Me too. Northern Baptist or Southern Baptist?' He said, 'Northern Baptist.' I said, 'Me too. Northern Conservative Baptist or Northern Liberal Baptist?' He said, 'Northern Conservative Baptist.' I said, 'Me too. Northern Conservative Baptist Great Lakes Region or Northern Conservative Baptist Eastern Region?' He said, 'Northern Conservative Baptist Great Lakes Region.' I said, 'Me too. Northern Conservative Baptist Great Lakes Region Council of 1879 or Northern Conservative Baptist Great Lakes Region Council of 1912? He said, 'Northern Conservative Baptist Great Lakes Region Council of 1912. I said, "Die, heretic," and I pushed him over. Now this is a joke, and you may dispute whether or not it's funny. Your beef then is with GQ, not with me. But it sheds light on a sad reality. Christ's church has had a tendency to show partiality. It is very human to gravitate towards those with whom we mostly agree. People with similar interests, backgrounds, lifestyles. And so we need this word from Acts 10 and the reminder that God doesn't show favoritism, but in every nation, the person who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. In Jesus, we are all accepted. We all have a place firmly rooted in his grace. God shows no partiality, and neither should we. In these next few moments, I'd encourage you to reflect on the petition in the Lord's Prayer, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done." Pray that God's rule and reign would become a tangible reality in regards to this issue in particular. Pray that the church would be a place in which no partiality is shown. We have much to repent of, but God's grace is sufficient. By his Spirit, he can, and one day he will, bring about the thing that he commands. And in the meantime, we pray. Let's close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. Father of all mercies, you revealed your boundless compassion to your apostle St. Peter in a threefold vision. Forgive our unbelief, we pray, and so strengthen our hearts and enkindle our zeal, that we may fervently desire the salvation of all people and diligently labor in the extension of your kingdom through him who gave himself for the life of the world, your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.